One, hey, welcome to the Power Friendship Podcast. Episode is one of them. It's one of them.
One of them. Okay.
That's all I need to know. I'm your host, Taylor Gaines.
Hey, I love DJ that Blanco. Mic, bro. That mic is really cool.
Thank you, Rode NT-USB. Shout out to Rode.
That mic is up. Benny, Jay Blanco's here, and we got a special guest.
Introduce yourself.
My name, y'all can hear me, right? I'm good, right?
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect. My name is Anthony Sims, aka Simi Bull, aka Simi Turner, aka the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour.
Whoa. Okay, bars. Okay.
Billy Graham bars.
Oh, Billy Graham. I like it. We're wrestling. We talk here all the entire Power Friendship Podcast. We bring you friendship, bring you love, bring you peace. Did you drink your water today?
Also, it's right here.
Hell yeah. Hit the like button, hit the share button, tell your mom and dad we love them. Whoever you with, we love them. Let's get into the show. All right, first question. As a black man, and I'm kidding, I'm kidding. How did you get started with your show?
Man,
I watched some episodes. It's really good.
First of all, thank you. I appreciate that. And I like what y'all are doing here, too. Let me not, you know, be equal. Let me give it back. You know, I can take it and receive it.
You're so fire. But I was like, oh, okay.
I think it was just a friend of mine, this girl, Alyssa Labetti, was like, you should do podcasting. Because I was going on these crazy-ass Instagram rants about, like, racism and shit. And she was like, you should do a podcast. And I was like, no, I have nothing to talk about. And then I was like, you know, there's so much going on, like in Delaware and stuff like that, or just tri-state area. I was like, people should like talk about what your friends are doing, like, you know, bring some attention to it, you know, because I feel like we shouldn't wait till people have like a crazy platform to try to, you know what I mean, talk to them about some stuff. So I was like, let me just start interviewing my friends just on some like shits and giggles. I can cuss on here. Can I cuss on here?
Fuck yeah.
For shits and giggles.
We just censor everything.
Yeah, no.
Whatever
the fuck you want to do. I'm going to fuck.
So I was like, yeah, like, why not? So I just started interviewing my friends, and then it just kind of like took off from there. So I'm just super, super grateful for everything. So it's so much fun. These shits are very fun. So, and I get to meet people like y'all. So
thank you, man. I thank you. All right, who's your dream guest in your podcast? Who has your dream guest?
Like anyone in the world?
Anyone in the world, man? Anybody?
The Rock.
Oh shit, Dwayne.
I would love to talk to Dwayne because I saw a The Pivot. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Pivot podcast with Ryan. I think it's not Ryan Anderson, but Ryan Clark. There's a bunch of football players. So they interviewed him and they talked about like his upbringing and stuff. But I really want to know like who The Rock was before he was The Rock, like as a kid and things like that. So I would love to interview The Rock for sure.
And that's why you got the TV show, The Rock.
Young Rock. That shit was ass.
You mind if I answer that question for you, Jeff?
Yo.
I think I would love to have Theo Vaughn on the show.
For real? For me? I'm gonna say.
No, talking about for like our show. Like Theo Vaughn.
Okay.
That should be hilarious.
Yeah, crazy. I need Roxy Stryer on the show. Like, this is my last guest. I've got all my gold guests. I need Roxy Stryer on my show.
Can you
Roxy,
see
where you at?
No, you don't lie at? To Anthony. Do not lie to Anthony. You said you wanted Trump.
Trump would be crazy though. That'd be wild. I want to ask him some questions, bro. Like, why you do this, man? Why you like this, bro?
Why you say that?
I bet you that was fire when you pressed the signal. You thought it was hit.
You thought you ate with that one.
You should get that dry ass, baby. I was like, cool. All right, if you could have a live action movie about your life, who would do the soundtrack?
That's a good question. Shit, I would probably. This is the blackest answer. I'd probably go with Kendrick, honestly. I think he snapped the Black Panther soundtrack.
Okay.
How do you feel about that Metro Boomin song, bro?
Listen, I love Kendrick. And I used to be a big Drake fan. Sometimes I'm like, are we reading too into it? But I'm like, I feel like he is dissing him for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, am I bugging or, you know what I mean? I like it. I think it's one of the better Future albums too in general. I'm not a big Future fan, so I think it's real good. And I think Kendrick snapped on that genre. So
hey, waiting for the reply. The opening bars, I mean the beat.
Yes.
I'm like,
I was like, hold up, Turn the shit up. Bring it back. Only 2 seconds in. Rewind it.
With the thing in the face. All right.
Dude, taking the headphone out like.
Who's the actor? Who's the actor that will play you in the movie?
I hate Tevin's response for this one.
Mine's Tom Hanks. I want controversy, bro. I want controversy. He'd probably kill it, bro. He'll kill it, bro.
He would. Tom Hanks as. That's a good ass question because I'm 32, so I'm like, I gotta think of who's like my age. I would go with maybe Donald Glover. If it was like, I don't know, maybe like a younger or Jaden Smith. Maybe if you could act, Jaden Smith.
Oh shit! Rami Malek for you, Benny. Rami Malek for you.
Oh, what? I don't have fish eyes.
It don't matter, bro. He would kill it, bro. Benny boy, I said yo. He would kill it, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I would do it. That'd be hard, bro. It'd be Truman Show times five. Truman Show was lit, bro.
I think that plays favorite boy in Atlanta will play you, Ted. What's his actor name?
I know the ball. He was in the Eternals. What was his? That's his name.
Brian Tyree Henry. He's funny, bro. I love him. He's funny. All right. What's your favorite movie?
All time favorite movie. I got two of them. Prometheus is one. I love Prometheus.
That's deep.
That's like
We cooking.
That's one of the ones. And I begged for this movie for Christmas when it came out. I saw it in theaters. It was so sad, and then it was like so uplifting. Right. Prometheus.
What do you think about Cars 2? Also in Cars 2.
Cars 2. I don't think I've seen Cars 2. Is it Cars 2? Okay.
Yeah.
What? Is it any good?
It's a spy movie.
Wait.
I ain't like Car 1. I ain't even gonna hold you.
You wildin'. That's a certified hood classic. Larry the Cable Guy is good in every hood. He is stamped.
Not Larry. Oh man.
Mater is stamped.
Okay. Also, I know I see your podcast or guests. What was like the hardest guest for you to get? Like, how do you get your how do you go about that? That's interesting.
I think they're usually pretty easy. I think the hardest part is the scheduling thing. That's why I'm always like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean you're busy? make time for me, bitch.
I love it.
I'm trying to think who was the hardest one. It was probably tracking down my boy Mike Silva because he was so busy. You know, he cuts hair, he does paintings, all types of stuff. But I think the best one or the easiest one was JP Aniska. He's a tattoo artist out here. He had a shop on Kirkwood Highway. He actually reached out to me. That was probably the best one. I interviewed all of his or most of his shops. That's probably the hardest one just physically to do because it was.
You did 7 in one day?
Yeah, it was. Let me not exaggerate. It was like 5. I interviewed him like twice, and then he had like 4 or 5 apprentices, if I'm not mistaken. So, it was cool though because it was just so like lax, and I was there for a couple hours just like talking about like tattoos and stuff like that. So
that's awesome.
That was the hardest. Yeah, but it was easy to do, honestly. So I'm about to go back there and do some more with them. I fuck with them the long way. So.
Nice. Okay.
You get a discount for your tattoo?
I don't know. That's why I'm like, let me do some more interviews and be like, all right, I need this shit filled in a little bit right here.
I want an X-Men joint. I'm trying to get my
mutant. I'm trying to get another one, man. My fucking arm is empty this side and only got the
little bit. I'll get an X-Men tattoo.
You say we're gonna get tattoos and then you go behind my back and get one.
Joe, whatever we would decide, we will get a power friendship tattoo. That'd be crazy.
Did y'all watch the show?
Oh, I did. I'm down. I read the comics, so I'm down. I know what we get into. Get into nitty gritty.
I'm excited.
They had my girl Magic on the show, so we already nasty out here. So it's good.
They was like bleeding and shit. I was like, hold up, like shit went up. I was like, okay, I'm invested.
I was surprised on what they're doing with the Madeline Pryor and the Goblin Queen. I said, put her in the split, and I was like, okay,
right.
This what we doing. So I'm down.
Into it early.
I'm surprised. And you did the Magneto thing. The world was.
They was.
So that's what we got. So we got Nasty Magneto. We got Nasty Rogue.
Freak Boy Magneto.
We got Freak Boy Cyclops.
I got a question for both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Disney Plus adding the entire catalog of Hulu into their own app?
Well, I was watching Baby Boy on there yesterday. No, I'm kidding.
Baby Boy. Little Jody.
Jody live with his mom. It's hard because I have Hulu separate and I paid for it. It's like 99 cents. I got a good deal Black Friday. And now I have Hulu with Disney Plus too. So I'm like, all right, I got to cancel this shit. But it's just confusing. No. It's a lot.
Well, no, no, no. If you cancel it, then you won't have Hulu on Disney Plus. I think it's just like an add-on. Like, so
okay.
I think they wanted to put everything into one app so you didn't have to jump from everything. So,
I mean, I think it's cool. But it's an extensive library of shit, though. Like,
I know, bro. You have to go through a lot, right?
A lot of content, bro. I don't know how people.
Yeah. It's just a lot.
Have you watched Shogun yet?
What? Come on, now.
How is it?
I love it. Y'all gonna like amazing. And it reminds me of. Remember the first y'all watched Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Remember the first like 4 or 5 seasons of Game of Thrones? How it was good.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's just like, damn. I don't even speak Japanese. Right. I'm just all invested.
I watched that tonight. I think I was a little.
You got to. You got to. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's so much stuff that's out there now, man. It's so much stuff.
The set pieces are beautiful. You can tell they shot on like a decent location, and like just everything from like the subtle nuances of like some of like the camera angles, like even the intro, like the bonsai tree, the shit like that. I'm just like, damn, they really snapped on this one. So yeah, definitely watch that for sure.
What streaming service are you using the most?
I would say probably Hulu because I'm watching that shit so much. Yeah, I would say Hulu. Nah, let me not lie. HBO Max. I'm about to use it a lot more because Smiling Friends is dropping tomorrow. HBO Max for sure. Yeah, I'll say HBO Max. I ain't going to lie.
I'm
a big Adult Swim guy, too.
They got everything right there. Primal.
I came across a guy named Jendy Turnadovsky, whatever his name was.
Yeah, that's dope.
Primal is good.
All right, you had to get rid of a streaming service. We wanted to get rid of
Netflix. Peacock. The fuck? Yeah, Peacock could go too. If it wasn't for wrestling, Peacock could definitely go.
Peacock
is taking away baseball games. They have baseball games and then NFL games. Like, fuck off.
But they got WWE though. They got look. They ain't WWE. Like, I miss WWE Network though. That was hard, but
that shit was the best.
The cock fire, bro.
It's funny because I call it the cock too.
Me too. I got Kevin got me on that shit, bro.
I'm like, turn the cock on. Peacock for sure, though.
When HBO Max changed his name to Max, I'm like, yep, well, Peacock is going to change to the cock, bro.
Cock.
Ted is fire. Ted is good. Ted is good.
I didn't watch that yet. And Peacock, they have wrestling once, they had The Office. And I just watch reruns of The Office sometimes for background noise. But like, that's it. That's all I was keeping them in business.
Wait. So why Netflix?
Yeah, that shit is, first of all, it's $108 a month.
Wait. How much you paying?
I'm paying like 14, but it's too expensive.
It keeps going up.
You got me scared. Yes. I was like,
if you got like HD Ultra 4K.
Yeah, like, what is that?
Bro,
like,
I paid for my TV went crazy. I paid for this TV.
Don't worry. You can pay $7 a month for ads.
Like, this shit don't. Yeah, I'm not watching ads on things I would just steal.
Did Amazon Prime Video add an ad? So first off, I pay $15 a month for Amazon Prime just in general, and I get the video. Then out of nowhere, this is the richest company in the world, one of the richest, and then they're like, "You can pay $30 so you can get no ads." I'm like, "I didn't get ads in the first place. Now you're adding it."
It took me like an extra like 15 minutes to watch the last episode of Invincible because I was like, I can't do these ads, bro. Like, I can't.
Well, like, they have 3 commercial breaks on those episodes, bro.
Right. It's a 22-minute show.
Wait, Invincible? I thought it was like 40 to 50 minutes.
I don't know, but it could be like 40 minutes. It feels short. I need more.
I saw a few times.
Absolutely love this. Is not even a spoiler. They talk about art, like how long it takes to do art. Love that little fucking scene. How it's like, in motion, they show characters talking, but like they have a camera in their backside, so they didn't have to animate their mouth moving. I was like, I love that fucking deep dive. I love it. Absolutely love it.
It's so much to be content. So much to be on your podcast. It's so much. I just have so many questions. You're an interesting guy.
Thank you.
I like your style. I like your vibe. I like how
positive you are. Same here.
And I just think, like, cool. I said, this is like me and Alter Universe. So I was like, yo, this is cool. All right, so what was
we trying to say? All white guys look the same, bro. What the fuck?
He is. Cancel him.
Racist.
It's hard to find. Like, it's hard to find guys that are like us. Like, just like us around. So, like, and it's cool that we like the same thing, wrestling and stuff like that. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Of all time,
right now, we're not doing all time. Fuck
oh
all time.
Wow, this guy.
I need to know.
I'm going with Gunther, man.
Gunther. Yeah, okay,
if what I'm hearing is true, poor Walter. I'm going.
Okay,
I'm going with Gunther.
I love it. Okay. How many do you watch all wrestling shows, or how many shows do you watch?
Yeah, I try to watch as much as possible. I try to consume as much as possible. I'm not the best with some of like the names in like New Japan or like Ring of Honor, but I will try to watch it. And I watch AEW. I can't catch it. It's just like I'm always on the go, so I try to catch like the stuff online, or I'll stream it legally. That right here. But I do try to consume like any and all wrestling for sure. Okay. I like wrestling. I'm not one of those people who is like, you know what I mean? I'm not one of those. So,
all right. So, like, all right, with sports, football, wrestling, all this stuff like that, which one do you enjoy the most?
Wrestling, and honestly, basketball is a close second. I love basketball, whether it's collegiate or the NBA. I'm not a big football guy unless it's the Eagles, man. I can only watch the Eagles. I'm fake as shit. That's the only time I can really get invested in it, because it's the Eagles, you know what I mean? So, that's really the only time I'm really into football. If they're doing good, I'm hyped. If they're doing bad, I've never watched wrestling or football a day in my life. So,
nice. Okay. Who's your favorite basketball team?
I'm going with the Sixers, hometown guy. I'm one of those people. Always here for the hometown. So, honestly, besides that, any team LeBron's on, I love LeBron. I love him. You know, I think he's the king. So,
okay. That's very fair. Everybody says nice, with the wrestling. How do you feel about WrestleMania right now? How you feeling?
And I think I was talking to you about this probably yesterday or probably earlier the week. It's I'm excited, but it's so much going on. It's almost like overload.
It's a lot, bro. It's a lot. I'm going to see Becky Lynch Tuesday. My book drop.
Where at?
It's going to be in Barnes & Noble.
Orange Noble.
Barnes & Noble?
That's Barnes & Noble. Yo, fuck this book, bro.
Book?
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
I'm so excited, man. Like, I'm so happy it's in Philly. It's so much going on in the city.
It's crazy, bro. But I'm crazy.
It looks like a good card too. One of the better cards, and you know what I mean. Last couple of years, they've been cooking. Good build up. So I'm excited.
Do you want Cody to win?
Yes, I'm so fucking over this story too. Like, I'm over this shit.
Finish the story, God.
Funny. It's okay, it's been like 2 years in the making. Let's just wrap this shit up. So
it pauses. It's weird. Stop Riverside.
Pause it.
Stop Riverside. Y'all got all right. Yeah, but yeah, I was like, so who do you want? So you said you want Cody to lose? I mean, to win?
I want Cody to win because I'm just over the finish the story shit. That's what's going on in our lives. Like, and it makes sense for him to come back after everything. That's probably the best bet for him. So
okay. All right, you said Prometheus is your favorite movie.
Yup.
That's interesting.
Okay. Why is it your favorite movie?
Man, it's just the way it kind of breaks down everything with like the creation of humans in a sense for the engineers and how it ties into like the Alien series. I think it's fire. And I never saw Aliens growing up, but after watching Prometheus, I kind of went back and became a big Ridley Scott, I think is his name, right? A big fan. And I just was studying the history of it. I think it's cool. The Xenomorphs, I think it's just very interesting. Prometheus, and what was the one I think they made after that? I forget.
Alien, it was something. Covenant.
Yeah, Covenant. Yeah. And I like Michael Fassbender. I think that's his name. I think he's an amazing actor who played Magneto. I just love him. So I think it was just a combination of just like the actors, the story, and that visually it was amazing. So, and I saw it in theaters when it first came out. I was like, damn.
It was good. I saw it. I was like, you know what? This movie's wild.
It's wild.
I like it. Okay. I just saw the Aliens trailer then. What do you think about the Aliens, the new Aliens movie trailer?
I'm excited. I'm going to go see it too. It looked real good. And I love just like, they're just so cool looking to me. And they're probably like terrifying, like in real life. You know what I mean? Fucking Xenomorphs. But I'm just like, it just looks so cool. So.
Okay. Out of all your guests, who has been your favorite so far on your podcast? Or you know what? Let's go back. Most surprising and your favorite.
Yeah. Most surprising. Damn. I'll say my favorite is probably my friend Amelia. She was in like a crazy ass car accident, like like she was telling me just like about like the rehab going through that. And it's just amazing what the human body can do, and like also like the human mind. So telling like having to learn to walk again, like having to learn to like go to the bathroom by yourself, shit like that, it was just like very interesting to me. So I think that's probably my favorite, just hearing that story. And most surprising, I would say it'd be the woman I interviewed a couple of days ago, Serena. She's like an aerial artist.
She was gym.
That's all the fire and shit. She's real cool. So just hearing, even before the camera and Mike was on, we were just talking about stuff. And I'm just like, damn, girl, you do a lot of stuff. Like, holy shit. Like, so she's like real interesting. I thought I was an interesting person, but I'm like, nah, I'm actually pretty normal. So
I'm normal. Okay, I'm normal.
I'm normal.
Okay, all right. What is your what's your favorite question to ask your guests? Like your all time favorite question.
That's a good joint. That I asked that question. No, I'm kidding. I think it's either, you know, if you could change one thing about the world, what would it be? Or if you have any regrets in your life. I like to hear people talk about some things. And most of the time people are like, no, I don't have any regrets. I'm like, stop lying. We all have regrets. Like, stop fucking lying. All right. So, yeah, probably those two.
Okay. All right, who's your favorite MCU character?
So we say MCU.
MCU. We gonna keep moving.
Just the movies.
Yeah.
I can't say Tom Holland because he's dating my wife right now. So
conflict
of interest. I was a big fan of
She's getting gangbanged in that one movie, that tennis movie. So
what movie is this?
Challengers. You see it?
No, I'm about to watch it.
I'm about to
cue this up. This is.
Oh my god, bro!
She's not getting gang. She's going kissing him. She's not getting.
Oh man!
She's wilding, bro.
But I really did like Killmonger, Michael B. Jordan's Killmonger, and I gave it to Tony Stark, and it's very sentimental. Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, kind of kicked a lot of it off. So.
Okay. Your favorite comic book movie? You have a favorite comic book?
Blade, no.
I'm saying
that's a good one. Blade 2. Woo!
Blade 2, that was the one. Not the trilogy. Does the Dark Knight count?
That's one of the ones.
Okay.
The Dark Knight. Then Dark Knight. Okay, we cook it. Who's your favorite director?
I'm gonna give it to Christopher Nolan. It's weird that those you asked those two questions. I'm gonna give it to Christopher Nolan. I love Tenet. Wow. I love Interstellar. I didn't see Oppenheimer though. I just didn't have time. You know, I heard it was four years long. So
that's 4 years long.
Niggas is still watching that movie.
You can still think to watching that.
Like, damn.
But his girlfriend's naked in that movie too.
Who?
Oh. Through.
Tevin's through. Yeah, Tevin's.
Oh my god.
Who? Florence.
Yeah.
Florence. Oh my god. She's tight. She's tough. She's a good actress. She dude.
Yeah, I said tight.
This guy.
I mean, she's tough, but I was thinking she's nice. She's tight.
Okay. Yeah, all about in what way, sir?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
I love the whole time. The Magician was good too. I love the whole like time travel, telling story backwards. So I like Christopher Nolan for sure.
Memento is so good, bro.
And he does a lot of like he's real hands on. A lot of directors will only do some of the bigger scenes, but a lot of stuff he kind of like gets in the nitty gritty himself.
He's always on like the floor, man.
I
mean, I respect him. I mean, like he's
a nut though.
It's going to be really sad when Tarantino like retires after that last movie, because then you're not gonna. There's only a few more like film directors,
real directors.
But I understand why Tarantino wants to do it. He already has a kid. He's about to do his 10th movie. He wants to leave his legacy as good as he can.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's good. I mean, my favorite of his catalog has to be Inglourious Bastard. That one was amazing.
That's a good joint. That's a good joint. I really like Inglourious Bastard.
The Bear
Jew. Yeah, Kill Bill too.
That true? The Bear Jew is supposed to be Adam Sandler?
I never heard.
Yeah. Apparently, because Adam Sandler like was asked, and apparently like that was written for him. The Bear Jew.
I can see it though. I could definitely see it though.
Okay.
It would have been so weird though. So weird.
Do you like horror movies?
No, I'm a bitch. I hate horror movies, man. Like,
interesting. Okay.
It's
okay.
Just so scary. You know what I saw a couple years ago when it came out? I saw Paranormal Activity, right? And that shit fucked my head up for like years. I can't even be in the dark by myself. I'm like, no, bro. But I like gorier movies, like zombie movies, but I can't stand like actual like sci-fi horror or suspense horror. I love 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later. They're making a new one too, I think.
Yeah, 28 Years Later.
Yeah, so I'll definitely see that. So I'm cool with that. Like, I saw DayZ. I'll do zombies.
Zombies. I can't do fast zombies. So scary. Yeah,
I can't do like
just, with the open doors. That's wild. They wilding.
Yeah,
that's
like crazy. Raptors and Jurassic Park. Like, how you opening this door?
Yeah. That was crazy.
Are you really?
I was like, what are we doing here? All right. What's your favorite movie franchise?
Man. Star Wars.
Ooh.
And I know a lot of people, especially the later ones, they don't like them. I never...
Money speaks for itself, bro.
You feel me? So I'm just like, someone's going to see these movies.
Somebody watching them, motherfucker.
Somebody watching. Star Wars Episode 86. Like, I'm gonna go see it. So, Star Wars for sure.
Acolyte? Are you excited for Acolyte?
I didn't see the trailer for it, so I gotta watch the trailer for my boy. Eric was telling me about it.
Knights of the Old Republic, bro. Some good shit, bro. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
So I'm gonna check it out. But anything as far as like coming out for Star Wars, I'll consume. I gotta finish the Bad Batch. I just love. My dad put me on Star Wars like when I was like a little boy. Like, he gave me like a New Hope on VHS, and I was like, what is this? What is Star Wars? And then that was like the same year or maybe a year before Phantom Menace came out, so I had to get caught up. So Star Wars is definitely my favorite franchise, 100%. Hella quotables too.
Okay. All right. Yeah, favorite Star Wars character? We gotta get that. Right now.
Mace Windu.
Yeah,
Grand Rising King.
We was Kang
the Conqueror. So was Jonathan Majors.
You know Ted's favorite Jar Jar, I think, right?
Yeah, you like a Jar Jar fan.
Nick, I'm about to say it. Hard R.
Bro, he got the actor that played as him got a great redemption in Ahsoka.
He did. Good for him.
Bro, it was so cool to see him as a Jedi Master. I was like, oh, bro, you deserve this.
Okay.
Also, Jar Jar's a Sith Lord, so.
Rumor. I mean, he did what he did. He did what he did. He's the reason. Okay. What is your least favorite franchise? Let's get negative.
Fast and the Furious, man.
Fast and the Furious.
That's like six movies too many. Bro. Maybe seven, honestly, bro.
My man was in his car.
Yeah, like that shit don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
The way was fucking bad with the fucking chain. That's it.
No. How?
Rip your arm off, bro.
Tell me how. How?
That movie was crazy.
Shit don't make no motherfucking sense.
I love it, man. What's the last one you saw?
Fast 9. I didn't even see Fast X because I knew it was gonna be like a two part and it was gonna be like The Rock was coming back or whatever. I saw Fast 9 and it was like, yeah, I'm done.
Bro, you know, yeah, I love the edits for Avengers Endgame. Instead of Captain Marvel as Dom flying through the sky, making a ship, and I'm like, and he's playing Total Bar songs. And I'm like, yeah, I can believe it at this point.
Makes sense.
They're gonna reset time, bro. Watch.
And I heard you say something earlier too, before we was recording. Bad Boys, that's up there too. First of all, if they make another Bad Boys after this fourth one, I'm probably gonna kill myself.
Why?
Because the third one didn't really need to happen.
Yeah, it's too long, bro. From 2 to 3, way too long.
I'm like, Michael Bay, is he still directing those?
No, it ain't Michael Bay.
It's not Michael Bay. That's fine. I'm just like, enough
Bad
of
Boys
that shit.
Bad Boys 2, go. That's
Should have ended it there. Yes.
Okay. But Rush Hour 4 is coming, so let's
get on. Again, too long. Two to three was long, and then...
Yes.
We'll wrap it up. I'm still waiting for Friday. Friday never coming, but it's fine. It's okay. All right. Out of all the celebrity wrestlers, who's your favorite?
Bad Bunny, man. He got the aura, man. He got the sauce.
That sauce. When he came in, that was lit, bro.
That crowd in Puerto Rico. Like, I think maybe it was the SmackDown before Backlash. Yeah. Maybe even Backlash. No one booed him. Like, everyone, that's by all his cousins, too. Everyone in there was just.
I'm one of them.
And unison.
I was like, hey. All right. What's your favorite entrance? Wrestling entrance?
All time or just in general? Or right now?
All time. Or all time. This is all time. Okay.
I'm going to go with, even though he's a little problematic, Kane, man, that fire, bro. That pyro was just classic, man. In the ring and in the entrance. Ooh, yeah.
I said, no!
The hell was that? You know what I mean?
All right, what would be your theme song if you were wrestling?
Damn, it's a good... Day No by Shawty Low.
You're not going to respond?
I'm here. What did you say? I said California Girls. California Girls by Katy Perry.
That's your song?
That's my song I come up to.
I fuck with Katy Perry.
Shout out to KP.
Who's your favorite artist?
Who's your favorite music artist? Give me your top five.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Jay-Z. That's the Beat Alls. Never heard of them. What is it? A small band? I'm gonna go with Michael Jackson for sure.
Ooh.
Love Mike, every Mike song ever. I love Donald Glover because the Internet, one of my favorite albums of all time. I think he's very, very talented. Notorious B.I.G. gotta go with Big, man. Big over Tupac. I'm sorry, Pac fans. And number five, who's that fifth spot? Just because of how pivotal he was for me in my life at this time, you're gonna laugh at me. Wiz Khalifa, man. I love Wiz, and he definitely fell off. But like when I was in from like 2008, 2011 or 12, I was smoking so much weed.
Man.
Yeah,
high
like I was,
years, bro.
Yes, informative. Yeah. Like
so, what we get?
That was my shit. Like, what it was making? Right. It was writing for me. So yeah.
All right. Shout out to Wiz. All right, who's your favorite superhero team?
It's a tie between the Fantastic Four and the X-Men. I love, you know, Justice League and the Avengers, but like something about the Fantastic Four and how they kind of like were like burdened with their powers, and the X-Men similar were like being a mutant and necessarily isn't a good thing per se, as opposed to, you know, the
it's like
Justice
being
League.
Black, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like you know what I mean? Like, you can jump and dunk this ball. You know what I mean? You're stereotyped and, you know, shit like that. But those two. I'm going to give it to the Fantastic Four, though. The OGs.
All right. Fantastic Four. Out of your artists, who's on your Fantastic... Put them on your Fantastic Four team.
All right. I'm going with Mike. Gotta have Mike on my Fantastic Four team. I'm going to go with Biggie, for sure. And I'm going with Wiz. He bringing the weed. And I'm going to go with... I'm gonna go with Donald Glover because I'm sure he's gonna bring the hose. No,
you funny. Okay, you funny. All right,
you speaking will.
Of hose. All right, speaking of hose. All right. Who's your least favorite artist? Like, if you hear him already, you go, all right, man. All right, you turn that dial, bro.
That's tough because I hate so many artists that I don't even like think to listen to. I just like a lot of the new music. I'm probably like sounding like old and dating myself, but a lot of new music, I don't get it. A lot of like the rap that doesn't make any sense, like it doesn't sound like any...
Yeah.
So like any of the littles, man, little Pump, little Perk, little
little Perk, not little
yeah,
Perk.
Like any not of them, Perk. I don't know shit about them, and I could care less, man.
Okay.
Or any of that music that's made just for like TikTok, you know, I don't even know these people, like, you know what I mean, but like it's all shit to me, awful.
Hey, okay,
top 40 music is awful, so.
Top 40 is bad. Okay. All right, cool. All right. What's the best album you listen to?
I like the Schoolboy Q album, man. Like the last album I listened to, I think that one was Blue Lips. I like that album a lot. That's probably the last good album I listened to be honest with you. Yeah.
What was the last trash album you listened to?
Mine. No.
You make music. We know this.
Let me look it up real quick. I'm trying to think because I probably like deleted this shit. Honestly, I wasn't crazy about the last Drake album, For All the Dogs, whatever. I didn't think that was that good. It's just, yeah, I'm gonna give it to that one. I just wasn't crazy about that one. Like, there's a few on there I was like, whatever, but like, For All the Dogs, the pretty cheeks, if you ask me.
Yeah. Bro's almost 40 and he's complaining about love and
yeah, it's just kind of like,
I'm like, bro, you got a son, bro. You got a son, bro.
Where's your kid?
And you're fucking, you're still gambling, you're still fucking hoes.
Yeah, it's just like, at what point, you know what I mean? When did, like, we just change it?
Like, when Cole got a kid, he kind of got rid of that fuckboy.
Exactly.
Like, mentality.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm like, okay. I like that. But, you know, Drake is a culture vulture, so he's just going to go with whatever is popular. He's just similar to Taylor Swift.
And I love Drake, but I'm just like, bro, this shit's ass.
Don't bring Tay-Tay into this.
I mean, it's the truth. She's literally the male Drake.
That's crazy.
I mean, look, every generation is gonna have those the same two.
Drake wishes he was Taylor, dog.
No, bro, crazy. Drake is like up there, bro.
Listen. If they had a concert like right now, and they split it back to back, side to side, they're going to Taylor. Taylor City, baby.
I don't think Taylor's ever in a Canadian TV show. Was she? No.
Was Taylor Degrassi? Did she get shot?
No.
All right, hold on, wait. All right, she was in.
She wasn't. She got ran over in that one movie.
She was in that movie. Oh, yeah, never mind. We can talk about it. Anyway, that's question. So, podcasting. Okay. All right. What's your five tips for podcasting? Because everybody's doing it. What we doing? What you seeing? What you got? What you got?
Yep. So I have something I call the three C's, and I finally remember them. So I'll give you three of them, then two more. So I think the first one is, like, it has to be creative. Like, it has to be something that, like, is, like, unique to you and your brand. It don't got to be, like, you don't got to, like, reinvent the wheel, but something that, like, you know, makes it easy for you. A second one is probably a synonym, more or less, for creating creative, but it has to be compelling. I think you have to have good guests on there who, you know, have good conversation. So I had a couple of my friends try to do podcasts. All they want to do is talk about shit that only we know about. I'm like, that's not relatable. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to expand to a broader audience. Third one, consistency. It got to be consistent. You got to, you know, have a decent catalog. Cranking episodes out. And even if you're like, I don't feel like, you know, that's maybe interviewing somebody. Maybe I just talk by myself or some shit like that. I think quality, you know what I mean? You got to invest in, like, your apps, your hardware, whatever the case may be. I know Riverside ain't free, so I know you got money. And I know it's three of us in here, so I looked at the plan. All right, I looked it up. I said, oh, this boy, he's stunning. Hold up, wait a second.
No, that's your...
Yeah, I was like, hold up. He paying for shit. Let me pay for something too. So invest in your apps. And I think the last one kind of maybe goes with consistency, but like, you have to believe in yourself. Like, you have to... Okay. Believe in what you're doing. You have to be your biggest fan and supporter, and like, don't get too lax on it.
Right. All right. So I made my podcast over the Zoom. What do I do next? I dropped the episode. What do I do next?
I would say get it on as many platforms as possible. Make sure, you know, your Apple, Spotify, you know, the big Google, whatever Google Play is. The big three. And then I would say do the videos. Like, do the video podcasting, so you put it on YouTube. I think YouTube is probably the best way to monetize stuff nowadays. Instagram and TikTok, you gotta be super famous to get some bread off of there. YouTube, you know what I mean? I think it's not easy, but it's an easier way than some of these social media platforms. Put it on YouTube, and then, yo, like, your content. Is if you record an hour long video, chop that shit up into, you know what I mean, clips. Now you have content to post for the rest of the month or the rest of the week, whatever you want to do. So that's what I would do. That's what I try to do. So
okay, cool. I gotta do it now. So like, all right. So how do you go about getting your guests? Like, what do you do?
So on the first of this year, I made a list of people I personally wanted to interview, and I put the list up online, and people reached out to me like, oh, I want to get on there too. So I think it's me. I gain interest in somebody, seeing what they're doing, and then I shoot them a message like, hey, I think you'd be a good guest. I'm going to talk about X, Y, and Z. Would you be cool with that? Yes or no? If they say no, I block them immediately.
To the shadow realm.
So you're banished, Yu-Gi-Oh shit. I think I just take an interest in whatever they're doing. I reach out, and then when I reach out, I always have like a date in mind. So like, I'm booked into like the end of April already, because I know it's gonna take some time to get all this shit done. But it's really just like communication and just making sure that like we have a good plan going into it, that we know what we're gonna do. Mm. So
okay. All right, merch. What about merch? How do you feel about merch?
merch is a bitch, honestly. Like, it's just like, and the biggest thing I do now, I think saves me a lot of money, is like drop shipping. So like, I used to hand make everything, you know what I mean? I press it myself. I'd buy a bunch of wholesale shirts and shit. But then now I'm stuck with 20 shirts that I couldn't sell. So I think now just I do drop shipping. I go to Fiverr. I don't know if I've used Fiverr before. It's like an app. I love it. And I get some logos made. I come up with an idea. I get the PNG and I put it on a shirt and I do like a mock-up. And I just put the mock-up out there like, hey, I'm going to make these shirts. Anybody want them, they'll be on the website and you can buy them on there. So I think merch has to be like compelling too and creative. Like, it has to be some funny shit. I made a shirt that said like Hot Delaware Moms, like shit, like dumb shit like that. People like enjoy that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Okay. And then just, you know, take from your inspiration. Like, don't steal or steal. I don't care. I ain't going to arrest you. Do whatever you want. I'm not the police. But whatever you like, somebody else probably likes too. Like that In-N-Out shirt. Like, I fuck with that shirt. I would wear a shirt like that.
Oh, there's a funny story about this shirt too.
That shit hard.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, me and my coworker were drunk as shit in California, and then we just went to an In-N-Out Burger, bought two double doubles, and then shirts. I spent like $40 on random
on
shit.
A hamburger.
Well, I mean, on the shirt, hamburgers, all this.
Yeah, I was like, I love it. Because we work on some merch. We wanted some merch. Just some sexy. We got some little people.
I need parts too.
Hey, yo, I'm trying. You be a model, bro. I need a model, bro. I need for the fellas, bro. We gotta do a shirt collab or something. You know?
Yeah, of course, of course.
And POFXO, whatever. You know what they do? POFXO. Yeah, it's some wild shit. You know what I'm saying? Something wild. You know what I'm saying, bro? Just saying, bro. We done some podcast with OnlyFans. Like, you never seen that before, right? I'm just saying, bro. Just saying, bro.
He cooking. Hey, hold up. Wait a minute now.
I'm just saying. You ain't never seen that before. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's not just sex, bro.
It's not. That's another thing, too. Like, that's a good way to do that. Like, Patreon, OnlyFans, stuff like that. Like, monetize your shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if it's a couple bucks, like, you're going to find, like, somebody going to support you and buy your shit. Like, you're going to get a community. You have a community already, so.
I like that. Cool. Okay. All right, we now turn the questions on the you now, brother. What you got any questions for us?
Of course.
You interviewed that.
I had to cook up something. So how did y'all get started with this, if y'all don't mind me asking?
We did crack one time.
Shut the fuck, I hate.
Let's do it again. What's up?
Break down.
Where the crack
at? It was both of us together, right? We always comment on each other's Facebook posts and stuff like that. Way back when we were like, you know what, just do a podcast together and talk. And I kept pushing out, I was like, you know what, fuck it, let's do it. I just figured it out. I did all Anchor, whatever. And I was like, figuring it out. I had my phone set up to the thing. The camera said, all right, just we do it right now.
Anchor.
I said, fuck it. And I just said, did it. Just do it, man. That's all you gotta do. Just do it. If you need help, go on the internet, ask questions, man. Shout out to Ashley Robinson, too. That is our podcast, yep. Mommy and Daddy. Jason Emman, Ashley Robinson, thank you. Geek History Lesson, really dope podcast for nerdy stuff. If you want to get into anything nerdy, geeky thing, anything quick, the second like a quick study, they're the best. Thank you, Ashley and Jason. We love you. But they hooked us up and they showed us the way for the podcast. It was great. It was
Gotta Comic Con.
Gotta Comic Con. All New York. Yeah. He was in there shaking ass. It's crazy. It was crazy, bro.
Was that in June?
No, that was in October.
Okay. I'm thinking something else.
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing y'all two, I guess, right now disagree on? Like, what's the biggest? You know what I mean?
You want us? Yeah.
I think
it's a fight.
He's wearing it right now.
Oh yeah, this
shirt. Oh my god, I saw that shit.
He hates it. I love the game.
That game was ass. Don't lie.
What? I love it.
Here's the thing. Warner Brothers Games literally said, and they announced that the game did not sell like at all well.
And compared to Hogwarts Legacy, which is wild.
But instead of no other game for like 10 years has done is to be the number one sold game besides Call of Duty. Yeah. Call of Duty's always taking that spot. Right. That game was a commercial success. And then Suicide Squad killed the Justice League bombed so hard that they said, and this is the weirdest thing.
Harry Potter! What are we doing here? Harry Potter! You're wilding!
From the Batman Arkham saga studio.
Harry Potter.
Okay.
Come on.
Again, the Arkham trilogy, and including Origins, was successful. Okay, let me talk.
Let me finish.
This is crazy.
The thing they say. Here's the thing they said. After the failure of Suicide Kill the Justice League, they said, we're going to double down on live service game. So the next Harry Potter game is going to be a live service game.
They said this last year. How does that make sense? No one likes it. You and three people are not everybody. We're not doing that. Okay, we're not doing that.
Harry Potter, the math speaks for itself, and also Harry Potter isn't like big in the video game realm. It's big.
Bullshit.
Okay, but name another Harry Potter game that was successful like that.
The author of Harry Potter is transphobic, and it still makes billions of dollars. What are we doing here?
Okay,
this is what I wanted. All
the Harry Potter stuff that has been produced now, yes, it's owned by J.K. Rowling, but she has no say about it.
It's very Potter.
I'm just saying.
Compare your game to that. That's like any other game coming out. That's crazy.
Look at all the best games in the world right now.
That's wild
and
to me.
None of them are like a live service game. Because like live service games,
it doesn't matter. Look,
everybody wants to be a Fortnite, but nobody can be a Fortnite. You can't compete for that.
But they're not trying to.
And then all these live service games, everyone thinks, oh, if I spend $5, it's going to go to the developers. No, it's going to shareholders that are owning these companies.
But with Suicide Squad, you don't have to spend money on the game.
Yeah, but the game is just not fun, though. It's a rail shooter.
That's perception. That's not just...
He says subjective.
How many people are actually playing the game?
Four. I play. Yes, that does not mean anything. People play. It's PS5. Yeah,
but here's the thing. Here's the thing. The game. The game is solely actually meant to be played with friends. When no one's playing the game.
No, it's not. They give you an option. You have choices.
Yeah.
Why do you do this?
But don't you like playing with friends?
I play with myself all the time.
I don't have friends, I don't.
Of the game. It doesn't matter. It gives you an option. That's crazy. So say this.
Why is a game that you like to play by yourself, you have to sign in online console? You have to be always online.
Does a Helldivers do that?
Yeah, but Helldivers is solely just a online game.
It's the same thing.
But you can't play Helldivers by yourself. You literally can't finish any mission by yourself.
But they give you the option to do it. You can play Suicide Squad offline by yourself.
Yeah,
I didn't know that it was small time.
You play Helldivers. It's the same thing.
How much does Helldivers cost?
$40.
$40.
It's the same thing.
Have you seen the video for Helldivers? Helldivers has so much fun content. I don't see shit about Justice League.
That's bullshit. Let me ask some more questions.
That's crazy, bro.
This
one's a little bit more niche. Is Sam Wilson Captain America? There's only one right answer to this.
No.
Yeah.
Sam Wilson never jumped into a grenade.
All right. If you let him rock out.
I mean, I think he's a good. I think he's a good like. Yeah, they're just doing it accountable. So I think that's awesome. Yeah. But Captain America is always going to be Steve Rogers.
Yeah, I agree.
No matter what.
Well, the heart and soul.
Yo, I love the meme in Winter Soldier when when Steve is looking at. He's in the elevator and he's like, when he gets out of the. When he gets out of cryo and he sees a black guy, because you know he's from the 30s, and he's just looking at him so pissed.
What's he doing here?
It's crazy. Like, why does Captain America always run on Sam Wilson's like left side? Because black people don't have the rights.
That's crazy. That's crazy, bro.
Dude, the internet's fucked up, bro.
It's crazy. The internet is ugly.
It's weird. That movie is gonna be wild, bro.
Yeah.
New World Order.
It got 4 reshoots,
And that's just gonna be crazy.
That's not good.
And it's like it's 4 months of reshoots, so it's like a whole new movie. So I don't know what happened.
Reshoots? I don't, bro. Like,
right,
like
reshoots are fine.
They're fine.
But like once it's like four or five months, like Doctor Strange, what are we doing here?
No, what are we doing? Speaking of shitty movies, more questions for y'all. How do you guys feel about the Sony Spider-Man universe without Spider-Man?
Fucking terrible. It's awful. It's the biggest. You see what he does? He supports the most corporate absolute dog shit.
I don't support. I think for myself, and I don't. I'm not a string, but a puppet.
So you saw Madam Web.
Oh, yeah, I saw Madam Web.
You paid money to see that.
Even the actors didn't believe in the movie. That's how you know it's
But it's not
so
their
bad.
Fault. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not their fault.
They
chose to
embarrass themselves.
No, it's not their fault. The studio shit is crazy. The studio's crazy.
And I think you always say everybody has a choice, and they chose to be in this shit.
Actors do not have choices, and directors do not have choices.
You don't have a choice to accept a role?
Yeah, but you're thinking of something else. They thought they were getting an MCU.
No, bro.
There's a scene when he's talking and it's dumped over it, he's talking about Spider-Man.
Bro, first off, if these actors had good agents, their agents should have said,
that doesn't matter. That's thinking they're in the fucking MCU. It's obvious. It's crazy obvious.
You thought he was going to be in the MCU.
They thought they were going to be in the MCU, bro.
No, they won't.
It's fucked up, bro. Sony's fucked up for that.
Bro, I think I should get paid to tell you, like, right away if a movie's going to be good or bomb or, like, succeed. Because I'm always
right. You're a liar. No, you're not.
When was I wrong? How was I wrong?
What do you mean? You can't watch something and know it's bad already.
No.
You cannot do that. You're not Nostradamus. Stop the cat.
Nostradamus.
Bro, first
off. He's the internet incarnate right here. This is crazy. No.
I was right about Madam Web. I was right about Blue Beetle. I was right about
Blue Beetle did flop.
Yeah,
it did flop.
Can we talk about that?
Like you.
He's in the DCU.
What's your thoughts on that? Because I didn't like how they ended that because it was kind of like they shot themselves in the foot the last couple movies.
Well, like the DCU's whole thing is just like you gotta just do it. Stop listening to the fucking idiots that don't make movies. Shut the fuck up.
The movies that made money. First of all, they're not listening to fans.
Yes, this movie was made by. Who was it made by?
It's made by Warner Brothers.
No, it was not that fucking Whedon.
Warner Brothers chose him. Warner Brothers put him there.
Exactly, because of Avengers.
No, that's not the fans.
And that's why they picked him.
What did he do? The second one?
He did the first one and the second one.
Yeah.
That's why they picked him. They was deep throating Marvel. Stop that, bro.
That's shit. That's studio, not fans.
No, they picked that man purposely for that. They picked him. Yeah.
Okay, so if you say stop listening to fans, you would never got Justice League. The real director's cut.
They did that. They regret doing that. This is why we're here now, because of that.
I'm just saying, man.
You asshole. Stop fucking lying to your fans. You said the movie don't exist. It's a whole 4-hour fucking movie.
I watched that shit on the plane. That shit was amazing.
That's crazy. And you put that out? You put that out? You thought that was cool?
But they will never trust you again.
Well,
you say you don't like the fan bases of Warner Brothers, but without the fans, you wouldn't have got the movie.
Fuck fans. Stop listening to Rotten Tomatoes and all that shit. Stop that shit.
They own Rotten Tomatoes. Warner Brothers own Rotten Tomatoes.
Stop listening to them. They own it. Stop it. Stop listening to them.
Certified fresh.
They don't know what they want.
Warner Brothers owns
Rotten
Tomatoes.
That does not mean shit. They even prove Rotten Tomatoes have to pay for. They pay for reviews.
Everybody
I'm just glad
that.
I came here instigating shit. That's what all everybody I wanted to
knew
do.
That's crazy. No,
everybody knew that. Like,
they didn't. People were like, I've never been like, let me check my tomato before I see a movie. What kind of internet shit is that?
Bro, that's like the old man shit. Bro, everybody knows that people pay out for people. That happens everywhere, bro.
Yeah, but people said they didn't. That's the thing. I mean, they lied.
It's like also saying you're not going to be in the Marvel movie.
And then
you're
in the Marvel movie. Oh, the movie doesn't exist. Zack did not shoot these scenes. They're lying.
You know why?
Because they did this.
They legally couldn't talk about it, bro. You know what the NDA is?
He still lied.
NDA young boy.
NDA young boy.
It's a lie. A lie's a lie. You're lying. You're lying.
You legally can't say anything.
for every movie you edited and cut. Come on! The BVS! How do you cut Superman scenes on the movie? What the fuck?
People don't want to watch 3 hours of superhero movies? That's what they said.
Bullshit! 30 minutes of, like, story details that matter! What are you doing, DC?
Hey,
what the fuck?
Do we have any anime fans in here?
Anime, sorry, sometimes.
A pause.
All right, so we'll skip the anime. Wow. I'll say top three animes.
Anime?
Ooh. Yeah.
I'll have to go soon.
Kill the Kill and Dragon Ball. I've got to say Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball's got to be in there. Fuck.
Dragon Ball? Not Dragon Ball Z?
Well, Dragon Ball, we wouldn't have.
I mean, because they're all different. They're very different.
Dragon Ball Fire. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say Dragon Ball. Oh, Dragon Ball? Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z. You can watch Dragon Ball anytime.
But what about you?
It'll be Cowboy Bebop.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think of really ones that, like, get me. I'll probably say, like, Naruto, just because, like, that was the anime that I grew up with to watch from beginning to end. Like, Dragon Ball obviously was there before I was born. But then, yeah, Dragon Ball Z, probably.
Yeah, I'm going with Dragon Ball Z. I just watched Yu Yu Hakusho. I binged that. It was good. It was short, though. I was like, damn, this is it. I was like, bitch, give me some more. And then I'm going to go with... bro, I'll go with Sailor Moon, too. Sailor Moon was very integral to my childhood.
You got husband and wife, then. Like, Yu Yu Hakusho creator and Sailor Moon.
So, and I didn't know that, yeah.
I didn't know that either, too. That was wild.
And he also did Hunter x Hunter, didn't he?
I think he did.
I don't know.
And the one was sick, though. One was sick, though. And he stopped doing Hunter. Fuck.
You're right. Yeah.
The anime people don't get no breaks. They get no breaks, baby. They
don't.
They cook them.
That shit wild.
Attack on Titan people. Woo! Mappa.
I mean,
you ever work at that Mappa? That's crazy.
They just be.
Bro.
That's like
crazy. Just the whole
days.
Like.
Well, that's a culture, though.
Like the whole like, yeah, they need to unionize.
They don't want to. It's 100% acceptable over there. Like no one's complaining about the work hours. It's a way different than here. I mean, like, the guy that does Oda that does a One Piece, he's taking 3 weeks off after Toriyama's passing.
That's good, though. That's good, though.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball's on hiatus.
When your fucking idol dies, I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah, the fuck? I'll probably do the same thing. My last question. What is your... did he freeze again? Frozen.
Yeah.
Frozen.
I'm back.
What is your, like... least favorite Marvel movie and why?
Well, that's hard.
Like the MCU ones, not the Sony ones. They don't count. They're all ass.
It's fun. Thor: Love and Thunder. I thought that was the biggest garbage piece of shit of all time.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
It got to a point when the director was making a point of how shitty the CGI was. I'm like, that's fucking soulless.
It is dirty.
Definitely.
Look, everybody. I mean, Thor is a complete dummy.
It's a joke.
Fuck. Thor Ragnarok, fine line. Fuck. Yeah. Thor Ragnarok. Fight it down.
Thor Ragnarok is good. Thor Ragnarok was good because I can't even say his name.
Takawatiti.
He didn't direct it. He produced it. And then when he directed the next one, that one, I was like, God damn.
He directed
bro,
both of them. Did he? He directed both of them.
No. I thought he
didn't directed the first one. Yeah. That's he directed the first one. Everybody thought it was funny. That's how we got this one. That's how we got Thor Love and Thunder.
So, there's five of them, right?
Mm. Oh, fuck. There is five Thor movies. Why?
Wait. Oh, there's four.
Four.
I was like Ragnarok, damn. Love and Thunder, Dark World, and the original one. Yeah. You know what said Eternals?
Eternals was fine.
Eternals, like, not bad.
All right. The thing about these Marvel movies, like Black Widow should have got after Avengers. What a slap.
Yeah.
Eternals during like the mid Avengers thing, like right before Avengers, we got Eternals a little bit of slack too.
Yep.
So they could explain the other thing because Eternals.
That movie
is
pretty,
care.
Man. That movie's like visually pretty,
it was,
man.
It was shot great, really shot well, but just like the Avengers, like now you're like, nigga, where was y'all, niggas? Like,
yeah.
What was y'all niggas doing? And then
I agree.
It's crazy. I think is alternate universe, probably alternate universe or something.
Good.
Like that. So that's some point.
I think Yeah, I think if they put that maybe before a lot of stuff, it would have been a lot better. I think also too, we got so I don't want to say spoiled, but we got used to certain superhero movies, certain things that happen in movies. And when it doesn't happen, when you don't get those cameos, when you don't get those crazy payoffs,
it
you go
just it
jaded.
just they just started doing like, all right, we just gonna just the director could just do whatever the hell they want. They kind of got way too like lax. I'm like, bro, you set your whole franchise. Like, it's one thing like if you say like this is a like a an Elseworld logo or something like that, like this is something different.
Batman.
But when you're making it like me, like the one thing I can't forgive is the Multiverse of Madness when he literally told the entire team to not watch WandaVision. I'm like, you're basing your entire story off this character from
But
this scenario.
they don't read the comics. We know that. We
Yeah,
just found that out.
but it's like,
That's crazy. That's
but
crazy.
it's one thing. You don't have to read the comics, but at least know like the movie source
But
material and you
what,
respect
if you're gonna
that.
use, like, I'm scared of using the name of something and you're not knowing what it comes with that. Like, it's crazy using like Civil War and stuff like that. It's like wild to me that you're not doing that. Marvel has an inter is an interesting spot right now, but they have to make sure that like Deadpool and Wolverine have to hit. Like,
It
it has
has
to
to,
be
which
like
I think it will.
Oh
it will,
well, yeah, just because it seems like it's in Reynolds' hand and
his own
like
pocket. Yep.
and
listen,
it looks.
And listen,
I'm just
now
excited
they're.
to see the suit.
Yeah,
Like that Wolverine
now they're doing stuff back, and they're the budget, and the budgets for these TV shows is wild. That was crazy.
Bro, Secret and Secret Invasion 200 mil.
Bro, she offered 225.
They gave 200 to Sam Jackson. That's what they did.
And they
Yeah.
gave 200 mil to Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, like that's where that money went.
Bro, bro, bro. And then I saw a movie called Love Lies Bleeding, where there's a bodybuilder and a girl. They fall in
Yeah.
love.
Is it Kristen Stewart? No.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart, yep. And the other
Yeah.
girl, Maya Katie. She does like
Yes.
steroids, right? And they show her muscles get bigger. And I was like, so if you could do this for She-Hulk, like you could do this for She-Hulk, it was crazy. There's a scene where she gets ginormous.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about like kaiju
Real.
ginormous
Straight
in this
boxing.
movie.
They look good though. Like, is it
Bro.
practical CGI?
It's like CG. It's practical, like CGI. You could tell it was shot, but she was like this flexing, and every time she would flex, she does the steroids and goes, dee, and I was like, "You couldn't just fishing out." And it's like, I'm mad right now. That
Is that an A24 film?
A24 joint.
They be cooking.
A24 joint. Yo, it's like the scenes with the blood and the casting. And, yo, it's crazy,
They
bro.
be cooking.
She's fucking
I can't wait
American
for that
somebody.
movie, man. I can't wait for
It's
that
crazy.
violent nature movie. Will you follow
It's
the
gonna be
serial
crazy.
killer the entire movie?
That's wild. This is another movie like that. There's another
Yeah.
movie like that. It's good. And also Cuckoo with the girl from Euphoria. Euphoria ain't getting coming out until like 3 years. They were coming out
Yeah,
again.
they
2030.
announced like yeah.
They said they're all working actors right now.
They said
They're
go do
going
something else.
Yeah, what the
That's
fuck?
respectful. That's respectful.
Yeah,
Did
I
you
thought it
like
was cool.
Euphoria?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It made me man, I was like Zendaya, man. Like she can act her ass off,
Bro,
and
that
it is
last season, bro, she fucking went
crazy.
off, bro.
That scene when
When
she
she
was
was
just
with
like,
Chrome.
yes, that was some of the wildest stuff I ever
But
seen,
that's
bro.
so real, like from
Yes.
like her reaction from a withdrawal person,
Yes.
like how
Wild.
violent.
Yes. Wild, that's a good
And
word. Yeah, so
that chase scene too, when she was just running, I was
through the
like, oh,
street,
oh
she
yeah.
snapped. She snapped. Give my baby an Emmy. I'll text her right now and tell her you said that.
Yeah, she did. She
I
does
did too.
it. Because Spider-Man 4 is in production. So they're in production soon. So that's crazy.
That's weird. They didn't
I
call me.
Well, I mean, do
Well,
you want to
yo,
this my audition?
you know it's gonna break Anthony's heart when she gets pranked for
I'm gonna. You know how sad I'm gonna be? You know how
Man,
like.
fight him.
I'm gonna
Fight
have to
him, bro.
square it up with him. I'll beat his ass too. I'll tell you, yeah, bitch ass. I like him too.
You ain't drink for real. You ain't drink
Yeah.
for real.
I would genuinely kick it with him if he wasn't dating my girl. Like I was just, I
Yeah,
would,
you
we'd
might
be homies.
got kill one.
We play Suicide Squad together.
Hey, I like it. I like the
Bro,
throwback.
bro, you can be
Throwback.
Eskimo Brothers.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, man. Cut the film.
What?
Cut the film, bro. I'm never going to podcast. I'm never going to deal. We don't need to deal, bro. Hey, Spotify, y'all niggas nasty. That was Spotify.
My
Y'all
last
niggas
episode, I'm
nasty.
going to say that word too. Watch.
Oh,
Oh my
bro, you
God.
crazy, bro. Oh, we had one episode. Oh my God, we talking about exes, bro, and something like that, bro. We almost got cooked.
Yeah, it was bad,
Bro, we were saying names. We were wild. I was like,
bro. Yo,
wait.
his girlfriend got pissed at me.
Oh my God,
Oh,
bro.
wow.
Bro, We, I was like, you know what? We're just not gonna say that. We're gonna draw back. But it's different when you just talk. It's like talking with freely with home. That's when it's freely talking.
Yeah.
You gotta be like, wait.
There's a camera.
We're being recorded. We're being recorded.
The most time I ever edited an episode, bro, I edited the fuck out of that episode. Bro, I was like,
I forgot. I remember.
The person I was talking about will never see it. Probably.
Yep.
But nigga, that nigga, you, Vinny was crazy. Like, motherfucker. I said, whoa!
But the good thing is, I'm not seeing that girl anymore, so it doesn't even matter at this point.
Doesn't even.
God bless. I want to thank you, bro. Yo.
No, thank you.
Anytime you want to come on. It's fun. I love you, baby.
I like your podcast as like your setup, like the camera.
I like the vibe. I like how you just you're like her cousin. That's cool. Yeah. I like it. I like the vibe. I like how you do. Keep doing your thing, man.
I'm gonna have y'all like over here in April if y'all free. Come to the crib.
Let's go, baby.
I can show y'all all the toys and shit I got. I had a bunch of stuff. I can't even see
it. Hey, you got Hardy Boys?
I got. Rest in peace to the goat right here. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Next time you're talking Power Rangers.
I had a, where's he at? Oh, there he is. My young boy. The man with the plan. So I have y'all over here probably in a couple of weeks. We can talk more about it. Cause I knew y'all have like the same kind of taste or distaste as I did. So I definitely appreciate coming on. I'm going to come here again because I feel like we have a lot of things to talk about unfinished business. So.
Oh, hell yeah, man. You're my guy. I love you, Benny. I love you, man.
Love you too, y'all. Y'all be safe.
Love you guys. Love you too, bro. Tell us where you can find us.
You can find me on Instagram, Simi Bull, and at Outside University, spelled phonetically the way it sounds. You can't spell, figure it out. YouTube, Outside University, too. Like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. That's where I'm at. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Zanga. No, I'm kidding. I'm not on any of that shit.
Oh, Zanga. What the fuck is that? Where
can you find me,
Daddy?
You can find me on Instagram at Benny J Blanco and on the Twitter at the Benny J Blanco. What about you, young sailor?
You can find me at SailorGames18, TikTok, YouTube at your mom's house. That's where I'll be at, baby. Let's get it. Thank you. Leave us with some advice for the day, bro. If somebody owe you money, if somebody owe you cash, somebody owe you kids, so you like pay my shit, pay my cash app, or whatever. Advice. What's something
you want to
give it to people today?
Honestly, I think the only advice I can say is believe in yourself, man. Believe in yourself because you have to be your biggest supporter. So believe in yourself.
Love yourself. And all right, man. I love you, baby. My girlfriend. I love you. Bye. I love it.